You're listening to Big Wigs. The bigger the wig,
the bigger the personality. Ooh, stunning.
Hey, Tom.
Miranda? Oh, I thought I saw Miranda.
Look at that, babe. It's Big Wigs.
You're doing amazing, sweetie.
Look at big ribs and big wigs.
Welcome back and happy new year, Big Wigs. It is the first episode of 2024.
Tell them, Anna.
We're back in the studio. We got our first guest of the year, Billy Joel, my toy poodle. We have a lot to catch up on. People are probably like, wait, what? If you don't follow me on Instagram, you're like, huh? Who?
Anna birthed two children.
Jared birthed two children. Did I get that right? Okay. I ain't no mother.
True. I knew. I corrected myself right after that. I was like, excuse me. Jared birthed two children.
Yeah. We have a lot to catch up on because we haven't recorded in like a couple, it's been like 2.5 weeks, I want to say, for the break.
For the break, of course. Yeah. And then when everybody was coming back, we said no. Let everybody come back. We will come back fresh the second week when everybody's really ready to come back.
And yeah. I fully supported that.
Yeah. That was all nice.
Yes, I'll see you later.
Well, because it was just like too much last week. You know, even the thought of like opening a computer and like sending a follow up email from hey, just want to follow up on that check I'm supposed to get from November.
Now that it's the new year.
Yeah.
No, I wasn't doing any of that.
I know. So anyway, we're back. We're ready. We're going to have a fucking awesome year. I feel very optimistic. I don't know if it's because it's like an even year. You know what I mean? I really like a 24 more than a 23.
A 2024. 23 is ominous. It's always been an ominous number. Isn't there a horror movie called 23?
Sure. I'll go with that. Yeah. Why not?
Now, 13 is a good number for me personally.
13.
But 23? I don't know. I don't like it.
Yeah. 23. I don't know. I feel great about 24. 24, you're like,
oh my God, yeah.
Like, especially in age, 24, you're like, I'm like a couple years out of college. I'm like, I know what I'm doing, you know.
You know how to put on mascara. You figured out wing-tipped eyeliner. Yeah. You just get it,
yeah,
you know?
You feel hot.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. You're fucking lots of people. No, I'm kidding.
You're just
going around
slobbing a bunch of kebabs. You are a woman about town. Oh my God, yeah.
But so much has happened in 2.5 weeks. Here's the thing. On the last podcast, I told Dre and Mike, I was like, you guys, like, I was like, I don't want to talk about it on air because God forbid something goes wrong or yes. I change my mind or, you know, whatever.
I didn't believe you.
She didn't believe me. This is the best. I still don't understand how you don't believe me. So here's what happened. I found these two toy poodle puppies and I was like, I found them on like Tuesday maybe. And I was like, and we decided that night, like we should probably go. And I don't even know if I had flights booked when we recorded.
No, that's why it was insane. And I didn't believe you. Deciding this is like the biggest deciding factor besides having a child. Like you are, yes. This is now your life. For me, I have been deciding if I want an animal for 10 years.
You got to just pull the plug.
You got to.
You got to just do it. Pull the trigger. I mean, yeah. Not the plug. That's the other.
Put the plug in and pull the trigger.
Pulling the plug is like taking someone off life support. I was like, you gotta pull the plug, babe. No, pull.
Sweetie, if you're ever questioning it, just pull the plug, okay?
That's gonna be me. I'm gonna be like, what is it?
Jared's on his life support. You're like, pull the plug.
Let's go. Pull it. Oh my God. No, that reminded me though. Can I just tell you a side note, you guys? I had a voice teacher. Obviously, I'm a singer. I had a voice teacher in high school and I found out that she kept her husband on life support in their house for 6 months. And she had like teenage sons like in school. And I was like, and then she was like, I just couldn't pull it. I couldn't do it. And I was like, that's scary though. Like to just, she have a nurse that lived in?
Yeah.
He was like in the attic. Like how fucking,
what the hell?
Like, to go and like visit him. Like at that point, it's for you, you know, that's no way to live.
Well,
like,
he might've had a life to live after, you know, when you're on life support, they can come back.
I think it was like, she just did it to like long as she could. Yeah, it was a little scary. Anyway, back to pulling the trigger. Wait, so I find these guys. Yeah. I had done some research. You know, I lost my sweet Bobby Flay on Thanksgiving. And like, here's the thing I decided, because a lot of people are like, is it too soon to get a dog? And like,
I know everybody has opinions on this, right?
And people, it's funny because in my DMs, I will say, no one was really rude about it. Like, no one was like, wow, really soon to get. Like, if you thought it, don't say it. But some people were like, and don't listen to the people who say it's too soon. And I was kind of like,
which means they obviously had that thought. They were just trying to be nice about it. They're like, and don't even think about listening to those haters.
Yeah, like they're so cute. Don't worry about those people. And I'm thinking, you're those people.
You are those people. Yeah.
But yeah, we booked a flight like Wednesday to Nashville and stayed in Nashville for one night. Lovely town. I saw one restaurant and one street. And then and I had good pancakes, actually. Great pancakes. And then we drove to Bumblefuck, Alabama. Couldn't tell you. I forget the name of the town. I think it was like Piss something.
Greenbow.
No, like Pisgah or something. Like literally Piss is in the name of the town.
Poughkeepsie. Just kidding.
Poughkeepsie. No, that's the other one. They go hand in hand. Yeah. Number one and number two. And we drove there and we went and we met the puppies and I panicked. I was like, I don't know if I should get two. I wanted to. And then we panicked.
They were brothers. They came as like a duo pair.
Same litter. They're brothers. And I like texted my sister who has rescued many animals and is like literally just a lover of animals. Mm-hmm. Like if she saw a dog tomorrow on the street, she'd be like, I don't care. I'll take it in. And she was like, you have to take them both, Anna. Oh, like, are you fucking dumb?
Separate them.
And then we did. And we went straight to the airport. Almost missed my flight. That was what I tagged you in because I literally drank.
Oh, yeah.
It was the closest I've ever been to missing a flight.
That looked pretty. Yeah. You said you had 30 minutes to get to check a bag and then to. I was like, she might miss this.
You want to know what happened? I drove our rental car. We had a rental car. So I had to return the rental car and then get to the gate.
Okay. Yeah. This is. You had a lot of things on the to-do list.
Dropped Jared and the puppies off.
Yeah.
We shared a bag because we were there one night. So yes. We checked one bag. And yes, we checked a bag because we had two dogs, so we couldn't. I didn't want to have to carry on and put, you know, it was a lot.
You don't have to explain it. It makes sense. Okay.
Thank you. Okay. A lot of people are like, why would you check a bag for one night?
I'm sorry, I'm going to check a bag. Yeah, you're packing for four people. I get it. You have
literally,
two dogs and two humans.
I've never flown without checking a bag.
People don't realize. I love how men and some women are very simple packers. And it's like, do you not carry liquids that are like 3 fluid ounces? Who has time to put it in a travel suit?
Thank you.
No, it's
I've
too much.
I've seen Dre travel. Like, we've traveled, and I'm like, I know she gets it. Like, yeah, of course you checked a bag. Even for a night.
The haters have influenced me though. I've done my best to do more carry-on bags, but it's a struggle.
It's annoying. I don't want to have to like
I try to impress everybody with one hand. Have you ever done the one hand and then it kind of falls and you're like, oh, this is so embarrassing.
Oh my God. Yeah. I probably smashed someone's face in. Like I probably there's someone out there with
I'm so free with the bag. Yeah.
So I dropped Jared and the dogs off and then I went to the rental place and I kid you not, the traffic just to get around, you know, it was Christmas Eve. Mm-hmm. That was the other thing. It's we spent Christmas all this Eve. Money. We flew on fucking Christmas Eve to get these puppies because my brain was like, I need puppies for Christmas. Like I just thought like I am a Christian second grade girl who's like, today's the day I get a dog for Christmas. Santa's bringing me a puppy. Yeah. And then. It was really bad. He kept texting me. He's like, I checked the bag. I went to some fucking wrong place. I was crying, screaming. It was really not a beautiful moment for me. And then I had all these drinks because we had a 2-hour drive. And I get out and I give the guy at the rental car place. I go, you want an expensive green juice? Here you go. And he's like, yeah, sweet. I should probably eat healthier for the new year. I was like, okay.
You're welcome, sir.
And then I ran. I was like dripping sweat. I ran and just ran to the gate. I'm like the last person on and I made it.
They closed the door right after you. You made it. See? All that worrying for nothing.
TSA pre. Thank the Lord.
That's what helps you.
Yeah.
Anyway. No, good for you. And I'm currently holding Billy. For
I know.
Those
show
of you
him.
That are not watching. He's sleeping, though. I can't disturb.
The angel.
He's got a little sweater on. I put my jacket down.
He can lift his head up. He'll fall right back asleep. Guys, this is Billy Joel. If you're not watching, we're going to put all of our episodes on YouTube. So you better watch it on YouTube. Oh, he's the little cute chocolate
little
nugget.
Belly.
And he has a brother, Elton John. The name thing was a mess. I mean, I was texting you, all my friends. They're like, what are you going to name him? What are you going to name him? I couldn't decide for 3 days.
Billy and Elton. That's a good place to land, though.
It is.
Thank you. Right? You know, is he sitting okay? I was like, his butt is in the air. Bobby Flay. And Billy Joel and Elton John are all the same syllables, which I really liked. And they were the only two names that Jared and I both liked that mm-hmm. weren't like his pick or my pick. So
it was right in the middle. What did Jared pick?
Jared wanted Freddy Krueger and Jason Voorhees.
Mm. What the f-
Which I like. I
what
actually,
was that laugh?
We knew that wasn't going to fly, though.
Come I like on. That.
Me and Jerry are both sitting that in these chairs like, Anna was never going to go for that.
No, I love horror movies. That was what we agreed on, actually, except we knew too many dogs named Freddy.
Mm.
So that was really the only thing I was like. And then I think about them separately, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And I think, do I want to walk around with a dog named Jason?
No.
Maybe. I don't know. It's kind of funny. I wanted Big and Aiden.
Oh, yeah, that's cute.
I had so many good names for boy girl. If you guys, if anybody who's listening to this, DM me if you get a boy girl combo, because I got, I really wanted to do Regis and Kathy Lee. And maybe my next duo will be Regis and Kathy Lee, but like,
that's great. Because Regis is a really
looking ahead. Your next duo.
My next duo. You can't go back. Yeah. No, I told Jared in like maybe in like 3-4 years, if we have a bigger apartment or house or something, like I would put a third in the mix. You know what I mean?
Yeah, having three is actually kind of fun. They're not like children because we had three. We had a mother and then she birthed two babies. So it was all girls, but it was a good mix.
It's just like, it's so nice, especially if you don't have kids. It's so nice to have a bunch of dogs around.
I know.
I'm going to turn into Barbara Streisand. You know, she has like 40, like, what are they, Malteses or Bichons?
Schnauzer. Oh, Bichons.
And it's she a lot cloned of them, you know?
What?
Yeah, for like 20 grand. She or maybe more.
Cloned the one that passed away?
She's cloned her dogs. It's like a known fact. I don't know if they passed away. They might have to be alive to clone them, like to take their cells and like them. But yes, she has, when you're that, you know, big, you can clone your dogs. And I kept saying, I want to clone Bobby Flay. Like, how do I clone him? But I didn't make enough money to do that before he died.
Can you clone him from the ashes?
I don't know.
TBD. Do you ever want to sprinkle the ashes?
No.
Okay.
I know what I want to do with them, though. I've thought about it, but I need to commission an artist. Maybe it's good to share this. If you know anyone, if you guys know anyone.
Mm, of course. If you know any artists that Anna can commission.
I want to get like a cookie jar, like a potter, you know, like a jar.
Oh, yes.
Made. Yeah. But I want it to be like, it looked like a Skippy peanut butter jar, but it's like artsy and cool. And it's like a little bigger. That's and what I want.
Somebody is admiring it and you're like, oh, by the way, that's my dog's cremation jar.
Yeah. Not only my dog, I cremated blue lamb chops with him because that was his favorite toy. And he took it to every chemo session. And I thought, take blue lamb chops with him to cremation.
Singe it in the fire as well. My family, we're a little bit different. We actually buried all of our animals in our front yard. God. Totally not legal in Washington, D.C.
Wait, really?
Not. Oh, my God. No, not at all. We have a stone for every animal. If somebody is to like uncover this garden.
I was going
to
say, so if you sell your house and they're like, hey, we should do a little work in the yard. Like
we would say don't. You'll uncover about guinea pigs. We got rabbits. We got lots of dachshunds.
The whole farm.
The whole farm, basically. And it's this. We live in a townhouse. So it's a very small plot of land, you know. So if you dig up, we used to have an apricot tree and it would just,
do you have tombstones for them?
Just little rocks. We know the rocks. They're not engraved or anything. They're just like that. That one's for that dog. That one's for that one.
You guys are like, hey, that wide one over there, that's, you know, Fufu from 1994.
We had Daphne before I was born. Daphne was an 80s dog. She's in there somewhere.
Did you always have dachshunds?
My mom grew up with one. Yes. So we had four dachshunds over the time span of like 2 decades.
That's like your family breed, though. That's the dog. Because like we always had poodles, which is why I always wanted poodles. Because you like learn to, they're like familiar to you.
It's so true. Yeah. People are like, that's interesting that you like ended up with that kind of dog, but you usually grew up with them.
Yeah. I have a friend who like had golden retrievers growing up and then they got a golden retriever when they were an adult. And I'm like, yeah, that makes sense. That was like that your dog. That was the one you want.
Yes.
Cute.
So, yeah, we have two puppies in and you're doing well as new parents.
Yeah. I mean, I will say props to Jared, you guys. I'm not even joking. No, I'm not.
I watched it, Anna.
I had a cold all week and I was so nervous because of my show. So, like, every morning when they wake up and they've been so good now. Like, honestly, week one, they woke up very early, but they were on this Alabama schedule. Week two, they're like waking up around like 7:45. They'll start to cry. We go to bed around like
it's fantastic
12
time.
Or 1. It's not bad.
That's great.
And then we can like feed and, you know, if it's like a Saturday or something, we can like feed them, play with them, go back to bed by like 8:30, get up at 11. You know, my life is still great. But Jared will whisper, he'll be like, I got it this time. And I'm like,
he's such a mother.
Thank you so much.
He's handling the nursing schedule in the morning. He's like, I've got this one.
He's so good. And like they, you know, they've been okay on the wee-wee pads, but they have their accidents and he loves to clean. Like, I think he doesn't trust me because I'm like, I'll clean this one up. And he goes, no, I got it. Like, it's a spray, you know, it's not really that hard. And their pee is like this big. So
I didn't mean to not answer that. It just made me think Nick doesn't trust me with what's expired in the fridge. So I cleaned the fridge out and then he had to do a second sweep of the fridge. Let me ask you this.
Wait. Like, you keep stuff that too long, he thinks?
Because it does not expire, even though it says the expiration date.
Okay, I will throw things out pre-expiration date.
What? Okay, this was a hot sauce, which has preservatives in it.
This is a hot topic for
us. This is a hot sauce.
Okay.
No. And I was like,
the flavor will change.
The flavor will change. Okay. But it's not going to make us sick. It's like there's so much preservatives and like salt in it that's going to keep it.
Yeah.
So I said, do not throw away my Old Bay hot sauce. That shit is barely open. Man, I barely used it.
I just tried that for the first time recently. Very good. Very good. Yeah.
You can eat it after the expiration date, guys. Have no fear. Here's another
Look
thing.
Look at her. She's still breathing.
Look at me. Look at me. I mean, although I am a rock, like my stomach is pretty ass strong. My farts are horrendous though, but that's because my body just like does away with all of the bad shit, you know? It just exnays that out of my body. Let me ask you this though. I took out eggs to make and Nick's like, whoa, those eggs are fucking old, Dre. I'm like, they expired last week. They're fine. No,
would never touch.
I wouldn't either.
What? Yeah. Eggs that have been refrigerated
definitely
for a week?
Definitely not old dairy. No
yeah,
way.
No.
It's not even dairy though. Milk is dairy.
I love them. Like, back me up. I go, you don't understand. If it says January 8th, which is today?
Yeah.
Sorry, this episode's coming out on Thursday though.
We're doing it early because I got a huge week this week.
Wait, I know we got to get to your week. But wait, January 8th? If it says January 5th, I won't use them.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Listen.
I'm going to throw it out early for
some
too.
The amount of food you guys probably waste, give it a little sniff. If it smells fine, it's fine.
I don't know. Look, so afraid.
I will check the eggs though. I'll like crack it open and be like, I'll examine it. I'll give it a little once over.
I will say.
What are you examining for?
Yeah. If it looks,
in case
the
chick is in there.
So if it's like a double yolked and it looks a little bit like too yellow or it like looks off color, doesn't look natural, then I won't use it. But I'm not just tossing it out.
You are a daredevil.
You are. But what? I will say, you just said you have a stomach like a rock. I get sick from like, I'll get sick from five of these chips today.
Yeah.
I
would be the same as you.
I have so many issues that like the last thing I need is fucking salmonella to like bring everything to the forefront. You know
right.
what I mean?
Right.
But yeah. Wow. I even like, I hate touching like certain things that are old. Like I won't even, cause here's the thing. If it's old.
Yeah.
I will literally just throw it out. And that's where Jared comes in. Cause he's like, he's Mr. Recycle. And I recycle things. I'm not going to throw this in the trash. I'll recycle a bottle.
Right, right.
But if it's like easy old ass sour cream, I'm like, I'm not fucking like pouring that out. I'll just toss it in the trash. Someone's sorting through it.
Yeah.
And he's like, how fucking dare you? So I say, then clean it out. Go ahead.
Then you handle this one.
You don't trust me?
Yeah.
You go for it, babe.
I mean, it's one of those things where if you're in a relationship already, you find this stuff out later. Like you're not in the early dating phases finding this out about somebody. And then you're like, shit. I mean, Nick has like really questioned it. He's like, I don't think this is going to work out. I'm like, what? Because we recycle different?
because of the eggs?
I eat a week old eggs? Like, please.
He thinks you're poisoning him. You're like, babe, I made brunch. And he's like, when were these eggs from?
The thing is, if an Italian boy comes from an Italian mother. And I come from a Mexican family. So we make things a lot different. You know, my mom kind of like, I don't know. She likes to fry the eggs so they're a little brown. Nick wants some eggs a la Francaise. He wants it slow cooked with parsley and cilantro. I'm like, bitch, that's not how I eat it. My mother would make it with tomatoes, onions, cilantro, and she would like cook up that bitch
maybe
like it's
Nick
paella.
And Jared need to hang out.
I think you and Nick need to hang out and me and Jared can hang out because he's the one that like wants to like recycle everything and like use everything and you're just like tossing it. Nick, I came in the fridge. We ain't got no condiments left. I'm like, where the fuck's my Dijon mustard? Gone.
Wait, this is you or?
This is Nick who threw out all my Dijon mustards. I'm like, it's got another 3 years, babe. It's good for another 3 years. He's like, Dre, it expired last month. As I said, it's good for another 3 years.
You're going to love this. When I go to supermarket, right? Bodega, any supermarket I go to, before I buy anything, I check all their dates.
Now, I understand that because they'll just be having stuff willy-nilly on the shelves.
I bought like tortilla chips from my bodega. That's a fancy, expensive. They're like $14 a bag
ridiculous.
Of chips. And they expired in 2022. And I'm like, I'm sorry, what?
That's a new level.
Watch the store owner be like, Doritos never go bad.
They will because they're probably ethnic people. They're like, they don't expire. That shit ain't good for like 10 years. You're like, what? No.
I'm like, I'm sorry. I have Hep C. And I blame this bag of chips.
The bodega cats that are just wandering around getting their fucking fur everywhere. You're like, this is not helpful.
They should give it to the cats. Honestly, like those cats deserve that food at that point. You know, actually, they deserve non-expired food.
People that don't know, New York bodegas, they just have cats that just like wander the shelves.
Yeah.
I don't know if people know that. Why do bodegas have cats? They're just like,
to eat the mice.
For the mice. Wow, Mike, you just confirmed a lot for me in my 14 years in New York City.
That makes a lot of sense.
Wow. honestly, if I was in a bodega buying a fucking, you know, bottle of Gatorade and something at 2 a.m. and I saw a cat eat a mouse, I'd pass out. I don't know about you. I'd never come back.
They do it really in secret, though. They're really stealthy cats. Well, I've never seen it. I thought they were there for my own enjoyment. I said, wow, look at this. I get a Gatorade. I get some snacks. I can pet a cat.
No, they're pest control.
Pest control. What are the odds? That's crazy. Well, DC has government cats and you can own them, but at nighttime they go out and they kill the rats in the city. They're like trained to do that. When they're born, they are rat.
I feel like I've seen this Pixar movie or something. It's like, all right, Toto. Toto the cat. You go out into the world now and you take care of those rats. You have a bad night. You have a badass night.
I think that movie does exist. If it doesn't, we should make it.
Is it called Cats?
Tidy Cats?
What's it called?
I'm thinking of Mighty Dogs.
Mighty Cats.
Okay, well, good.
Cats. The DC cats that have this like alternate lifestyle at night.
This movie explores the life of the government cats in DC.
It's like, by day, we are cute little snuggle bugs. By night, we fucking tear up those rats in the subways.
2024 is going to be a good year. We've already written a Pixar movie.
Look at that. It's going to be a great year. Do you feel good about this year, though?
Oh, my God. I've been feeling more energized than I ever have been.
Me too. Can I tell you something, though? I haven't done my resolutions and I haven't done my vision board. Is that okay?
I haven't done the vision board either. I've got a bunch of Mac. But you're feeling good
about
this
year. Has that been my problem? That I've just never done my vision board before the
usually
year starts?
Usually I put the pressure on myself to be like, okay, you have to do it like January 1 or, you know, 2. Like, do it right away. I haven't done it yet, but I feel like it's still okay. Like I haven't tipped my doorman yet. You know what I mean? And I feel like it's still okay, but I'm just waiting on a couple checks.
You haven't tipped your doorman yet.
I'm waiting on a couple checks to come. It's a lot of money to tip 8 doormen and all the people who work.
8?
There's a bunch of people who work for the building. Yeah, every year.
Oh my God.
It's a lot of money.
3? I didn't know your building had 8. I mean, I recognize their faces.
We have like 6 or 7 doormen. We have a super. We have the people who clean.
Right.
So it's a lot of money to shell out. And Jared's like, we have to give them their money. And he's like, I can sense that no one likes us anymore. I'm like, in 5 days? No, they don't. I literally will be like, listen, Jared. We've lived here for 7 years. Of course, we're going to take care of them. Mm-hmm. We always do. But I need to get some of those November checks.
I'm waiting for my checks to come in.
Tell me about it.
And it's not even that much money, but I'm like, it'll help. You know?
It always does.
Whatever. Anyway, where were we? Oh, Mighty Cats. Fabulous.
Mighty Cats are new.
Fabulous.
How fabulous is that? Shout out to Tom Hearn. The talented young man that opened for you. I mean, he was absolutely fantastic.
He was great. And this I never even knew if I wanted someone to open because I always worry my show is already too long. And then he was like going to be in town and I was like, we got to get together. He's like, yeah, if you know of any like performing opportunity, I was like, yeah, duh, like come do the show.
My show.
So perfect because he does impressions like us.
I couldn't have picked a better opener for you, to be honest.
It was so fun.
Yeah, because he does Ina Garten and he does Martha Stewart and they were just perfect. It was funny how he was just said, I love doing like prissy old white women. And I'm like, it's perfect. And
so does that, so do I. I do all the others.
I'm like, it's perfect. Yeah, I said we should do like a power suit panel of like Kris Jenner, Martha Stewart, Joan, and like we just all come out as like different powerful women. And I'm like, well,
moderated by Kristen, by Cavalieri.
I'll moderate it. Fuck.
Martha, like, tell us your tits. Tell us how you got such great tits.
Okay, you guys all have like super perky nipples. Like, what is the secret?
Well, I had them done 4 times in Calabasas.
Okay, so it's just like, it's like trial and error.
Absolutely, doll. You got to just find a really good tit on the internet.
Yeah.
Bring it in.
And then show them as examples.
Yes, like you do your haircuts.
I love it. Yeah. No, that's true.
It's a really fabulous nipple website I use.
Not Feet Finder, Nipple Finder.
Nipple Finder. Yeah. After 6 kids, I imagine that's what Kris had to do, right?
I know.
She doesn't really show much nip. You know, she doesn't show her boobs that much. And she probably has great boobs. Kris is always covered up.
She is covered up. My friend got a boob reduction, but obviously when you do that, you get the option to shape them up, get them beautiful. And I'm like, wow, what? You already had naturally like humongous boobs and now she just got them reshaped. And she said somebody complimented and said they did a great job.
That's nice. I'm happy for people when they get what they want.
I know. Mid hookup, somebody just goes, by the way, they did good. You're like, what the Are you examining my tits? Like, that's crazy.
I said this last night to Jared. I was like, I don't know what I said, but I was like, I'm sorry, my boobs are just so ginormous right now. And he, because I walk around naked too much, and he was like, they're that's perfect. And I was like, okay, thank you. I like set him up, you know what I mean? When I need it.
Yeah, but he's good about like giving it back. He knows exactly when he's supposed to strike with the compliment.
I guess he's good. He is good at that.
Because I've seen you, you'll be just, I don't know, we'll be in the apartment and you'll just say something, and he always will confirm or reassure you. He's very good at that.
Yes, but there's times when I need it and he doesn't know how to do it. So he's not always, it's not always a win.
Don't give him too much credit now.
I was like, no, it's true. Like, I'm really good at beating myself up.
Yeah.
And I think he doesn't do that to himself. Like, I could sit there and go just fall down the hole. Like,
oh, yeah.
I'm so good at that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I hurt my leg the other day and I was hysterically crying and I just went down, 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 down. It went on to like, how much money I'm making, what I'm doing this year, blah, blah, blah. Like,
you
were
on the phone while you guys started having a fight. You're like, he's shitting on the floor. And you're like, I have to go, Dre. And meanwhile, I can hear you guys like yelling at each other.
Stare at me because I had my leg up with ice on the couch. So I wasn't getting, and he was like, you saw him start to shit and you didn't get up. That was the fight. Yeah. And I was like, yeah, no, my leg is throbbing and I have ice on it.
Yeah.
I pointed and said, he's going to shit.
Yes.
Get the fucking dog. Anyway, enough of my drama. You know. Question for you.
Yeah.
Did you watch the Golden Globes?
I watched them. I thought they were a bit long. I got kind of bored. I was like on my phone a little bit.
Yeah. The show was not good.
I didn't think it was bad. I didn't really get what everybody was saying about it. But I mean.
And I read some headlines this morning.
I read the headlines and I thought, wow, they're being so harsh. But I got some of it. I felt awkward the whole time. But I've been feeling awkward during award shows for years now. I think all of them are kind of like, eh.
I like live and breathe award shows.
Yeah.
Like I love them so much. This was so from the start. And I think Joe Coy, I'll say this. I think he's a funny comedian. I always did like him. I just don't think this was his lane. It was cringe. And I think like he's not, this sounds terrible, but I don't think he's famous enough for like this crowd to like, to roast them yet. Like Jimmy Kimmel roasting them. Like they all like,
been on his show.
Go on his show and know, you know, whatever. But
right,
like,
right.
I think maybe it was just, I don't know if that was it, or I don't know if it was just like the jokes weren't that great either. Like it wasn't written. I didn't think the writing was good. And I was like, oh, I feel bad for him because I think like he didn't expect to bomb this hard. And I felt like also bad for the audience because they were like, why are we getting roasted by this guy? They're not even that good of a joke. Like he was talking about Barbie's tits and stuff. I was like, come on.
They were a little bit of easy jokes, kind of just too obvious. The whole Taylor Swift thing with getting on the camera. I thought, okay, that was an easy target. Why are you going to go for that? But
the guy's dick. I was like, why are you talking about like the tits and dick? Like this is where, like, you don't need to do that. Like they're, I don't know.
I would have laughed at that joke if somebody had done it like at any stand-up show, but not the awards.
Yeah, not like, the Golden Globes.
Saltburn's dick, is he sitting next to you? Yeah, that was kind of easy. But now Chris Rock was actually asked to do the Golden Globes, right?
Something happened, yeah, because it's 2 weeks ago.
He turned it down, right.
We got...
Joe made it sure he was like, I just got this job 10 days ago, guys. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, which also was cringe to say out loud because it was
he
like...
cursed, yeah.
It was weird. The whole thing was weird. Wait, so Chris Rock was supposed to host it?
I think he was asked and then turned it down.
Oh, okay.
Which you could have asked him. We actually were at the same bar on Saturday night after your show. He came right up behind
Chris
us.
Chris Rock
totally
came to my show
it.
On Friday night. It's crazy. And then he came to the bar with us. No big deal. And we all hung out.
We could have easily asked him. But
he was like, I just wanted to come to Anna's show. And it was like a lot to like fly to LA by like Sunday. So
I know.
It was a lot.
The travel plans were all over the place. But apparently he turned it down. I don't know if it was the slap or he's just kind of bowed out from shows.
I also feel like that's a demotion. Like, Chris Rock has hosted the Oscars, you know?
Right, right.
To be, like, put down to the Golden Globes feels a little, like, B-list. I don't know.
I guess to go from the Oscars. Are award shows seen as, like, a great... You're not really supposed to roast, right? Unless you're Ricky Gervais, who's known for roasting.
Well, no, I think they all roast. Like, but they... If you're a good writer, it's a good roast. You know what I mean? Yes. Everyone's in on the joke. Mm-hmm. I just thought they were kind of, like, cheap jokes.
Yeah, if it's talking about private parts, a little easy. Ass, tits, those are easy jokes.
Yeah, and like the Taylor Swift thing, like Also, like, you have to praise people before you roast them. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah. But like, it's like giving bad news.
It was, I don't know. I think she was just like, oh, that's your joke for me. I don't think she was pissed off. I think, you know, obviously the camera cuts to her. She sips her champagne like, I don't give a shit what this guy is. She's probably like, I don't even know who he is. Right. Sip, sip, sip.
Like, I get that, yeah.
Like, that was my take on her. And, you know, the internet was like, she was so mad.
Yeah.
Do not make Taylor mad.
I know. Everybody was pissed about it.
Did you see Emma Stone? I shared it. I think I shared it, or at least I liked it. Emma Stone was in, like, the press conference after she won, you know? Mm-hmm. And someone asks the question, like, Emma, did you see that Taylor Swift was, like, standing and cheering for you when you won your award? What do you make of that? Which is the fucking weirdest, dumbest question I've ever heard in my life.
It wasn't a very good written question. It was awkwardly clunky.
It was also, it was just like, why would you ask that? Like,
then she went up and she was like, it felt great. I've been friends with her for 20 years. It
well,
was
first
awesome.
She goes, what an asshole. And I died. I was like, thank you. Because she was like, I'm not going to answer this fucking dumb question. She's like, I've known her for 20 years, but also, what an asshole. And I was like, I love her. I love her for just being like, fuck you and your dumb question.
I know. It kind of was like a weird... It didn't need to be said, but I found it weird that they've been friends for 20 years. Like, these celebrities go back so long. Yeah. In my mind, Taylor Swift is like 25.
I've seen, like, Jennifer Lawrence also was, like, really cheering for her. And love. She's talked in interviews, like, her and Emma Stone have been, like, in so many auditions together since, like, teenage years.
Are you,
like,
serious?
Kind of makes sense. They're both kind of, like, those, similar like, vibes. Quirky, like, cool girls.
Yes. No, it's so true. Ugh, Jennifer Lawrence, that's honestly, like, my go-to.
I love her.
Yeah, blunt rotation list.
Did you see her when they cut to her when she was nominated and she was like,
I don't win. Yes, she's just so good. She's so great.
Because she's like, I'm not going to win with this rom-com. These are like hard-hitting movies. These are intense. Did you have any surprises in the awards?
Barbie not getting awarded more. I thought they were nominated so many times and they didn't take home the... Yeah. They lost to, I think, Poor Things a lot.
Poor Things took a lot. And I watched it the other night. And I wasn't, like, obsessed with it, but Jared had a good point. I feel like Yorgos, I don't remember how to pronounce his last name, but his movies, like The Lobster, like, they're kind of, like, better the second time, you know? Like, you catch more of the stuff. I thought it was had funny moments, but I thought it was kind of slow for me, and I honestly kept falling asleep, but that could have been just me. But I didn't think it was, like, going to take all the awards, and it took a bunch.
It really did. The Bear, also, I was really happy to see that one a lot.
That was cool. Oh, although, Jeremy I kept Allen. Saying this, The Bear, to me, is far from comedy.
It's very much, the raw insides of a restaurant business. It's not comedy.
There's nothing funny about it at all.
Literally, the way they build these, like, all the movies that are, like, comedy or musical, and then the show is comedy or music, you're like, wait, what? That's a comedy? They're acting great, but they're not funny. It's not a funny show.
It's not meant to be, not like a sitcom, like we know them as.
It's so weird to me, the way they like categorize these shows.
Loved they had a comedy stand-up award this year for the first time ever.
That was the first time?
It was the first time.
Oh, I was going to say, because they always have it in the Emmys. I guess they never had it in the Golden Globes.
Apparently, who won that again? Time. Ricky Gervais.
Ricky Gervais. The Golden Globes love Ricky Gervais.
They love him, but it was shocking because he just like roasted everybody. Wasn't he? It was so controversial, all the stuff he said about everybody. And then he was like up on stage, but they didn't have as many women nominated. It was Sarah Silverman, your girl.
Who I wanted to take it. I really love her. Yeah. She looks so beautiful. I was always, Jared and I were like, oh my God, I love when she like gets all dolled up because she's so chill on like late night shows. She's like, I'll wear a fucking hoodie. I don't care.
Yes. Right.
And then like you see her in a award show, you're like, she's so glam, you know?
Oh, she's so glam with the bun, the updo.
Yeah. Well, she was also there for Maestro too. She's great so clavicle. Good in Maestro.
She's in Maestro?
She plays his sister.
Oh my God. I did not know. I love it. Was so fun to see Ali Wong also.
Oh my God.
When they're able to just, when her and Beef was such.
And Steven Yeun. I haven't watched Beef. And literally, I wrote on our outline for today, do I have to watch Beef?
You do.
It's good.
It's really good.
I mean, they both won. And the show won.
And the show won.
That was fucking
really,
cool.
Really funny.
And I loved her makeout with Bill Hader. I was like, oh my God, I forgot they're dating.
I had the same reaction. I go, is that Bill Hader?
I rewound it. I was like, wait. And then I Googled and
I had to rewind.
I was like, oh, there's an article that they've been together since September, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh,
after her divorce. Right.
Yes.
I was so confused by that whole scene. I literally thought I had a double take too. I literally did the same thing you did. I rewinded it, replayed, Googled it, watched their makeout again.
I'm like, what? Is that Bill Hader? I was so excited. Divine Joy Randolph won for The Holdovers.
Oh, yeah.
She is so, you've seen it, right?
Yes.
She's so good. Like
it was, Her whole performance was heartwarming.
Yeah.
Subtle, funny, yes, when it needed so to be. Funny. And so like, funny. Just like, oh, she, and Paul Giamatti won. That was a big one.
Oh my God.
We need to take a quick break. Maybe we'll come back with some looks that we like from the red carpet. I have some thoughts on it, but we're taking a quick break. Ready for action. I still got Billy on my lap. He's being a great puppy. Do we have any more thoughts about the Golden Globes?
You know, I felt like the style, like the looks were not my favorite. There were none that like popped off that I was like, oh my God.
Nothing that we haven't seen before. Oh, was it America Ferrera who was in, I loved this shimmery, she was in a very metallic looking dress with her short bob. I thought she looked fantastic.
Yeah, she looked cool. I remember that. Yeah, it was like a pattern almost, but it was like...
Yeah. Almost like a disco ball.
Issa Rae also wore like a disco ball dress that looked really cool. Gorgeous. I didn't love the color, but I loved how she looked. Like, it was kind of orangey, and I was like, I wish it was more gold or like another color. I don't know. It was a little burnt.
She was another of my favorites.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thoughts on, really quick, Kylie and Timothée?
I mean...
What in God's name was that?
I loved it.
It was so weird.
They gave us makeout. They gave us like eyes. They gave us, you know.
I don't believe it for one second.
It was fun.
The thing about the Kardashians, I don't know what their type is. I don't know. They defy all odds with types. Because Kylie, you're going to tell me she's going to go from Tyga to Timothée?
Well, listen, I went from Caitlyn Jenner to Corey.
Listen, you got out of all your loves, I'm your number one, right, babe?
You know, you gave me two of my favorite daughters. So
you see?
I will always be forever indebted to you.
To my parts. My private parts.
Okay. Listen. Too much.
It's always shocking to me when I just see, I don't know. For me, the kiss, I don't know. Kylie was like looking into his eyes and like touching his necklace. And she's like, it's so good. Like, what are they talking about his Willy Wonka role? Because I don't think so. I'm always questioning what the hell they're talking about. But yeah, they gave us a little makeout. It was kind of cute.
Yeah. And for the third year in a row, because I was looking up the styles, Timothée wore black sequins. Third year in a row.
He loves his sequins.
He's like, I did this joke last year and I might have to bring it back for Joan Rivers this year, but he literally like shops in like Liza Minnelli's, you know, like archives.
wait. That's going to be on my power woman list, Liza Minnelli.
Oh my God, yes.
Love her. Yeah, he shopped. Oh my God, I would love an estate.
I did that joke last year
sale.
And I was like, I guess it still works. No one remembers my fucking Joan still Golden works. Globes video last year. I'm going to
do it again.
Do it again. Yeah, I'll do a Joan recap sometime this week so you can feast your eyes on that.
Make sure to
never
catch that.
Never does that well.
Whatever. If you enjoy it, you enjoy it.
It's fun. It's a fun like roast moment. Yeah.
I love doing Teresa Giudice roast, but of the Met Gala.
Yes.
Because they're always like these really crazy looks. And so
it's
Joan
fun.
Can also do the Met Gala for that too.
Absolutely. I think I've done it. I do her for all the like fashion stuff.
Yes. Because it's fun.
We got to talk about something that's major in the zeitgeist right now. And that is the Gypsy Rose Blanchard of it all. I mean...
The gypsy to the rose
gypsy
to the Blanchard.
Out and about. She is in Times Square, honey. She is on Good Morning America. The Lifetime doc has dropped. She is perusing the streets with her man.
Oh, yeah. Who, by the way, got that good D.
Got the good D.
Got good D.
I wouldn't be surprised if they drop a sex tape. Honestly, like, they're talking so much about his D. I'm like,
I know.
Is there, someone's producing, like, a sex tape for them?
Well, if Kris Jenner is involved, if she has anything to do with it, she is coming in hot with that. She's
I can't say.
I know.
Some stuff has an NDA, doll.
I guess it does. The thing, you know, somebody is doing well and they've got a lot of appearances when they start doing OOTDs of the day.
Yes.
And get ready with me's.
Yeah.
Because she's been doing it all. She's like, this is my OOTD. I'm getting ready now for my press day.
I feel like she got TikTok like in jail like a year ago and was,
and
like,
was like using
and, like,
it.
This is like, I can like, I yeah, can yeah, get yeah. with this, you know?
She's been strategically planning this.
Yeah. She seems to have a great head on her shoulders. Like in all the interviews I've seen, I'm like, wow, she seems, I assume she's gotten counseling and like training and stuff for all of this.
That's what she said. She said, I spent 8 years behind bars. Getting my GED, counseling, therapy. And I think about that. I go, 8 years. God, it went by fast for her.
Yeah.
She makes it seem like it went just lickety-split. I'm imagining jail like the worst possible thing.
No, it was like, honestly, jail was like she was in jail before, like with her mom. Yeah. Like she was like fucking held hostage for her whole childhood.
That's
so in
true.
A way, jail was like, it gave her like some sort of stability.
True.
And she was able to focus on things. Yeah. And she didn't have her mom fucking telling her she was dying of cancer. Like, right. I feel like
Is she in a high class jail?
I have no idea. Probably.
Right? I feel like, right, because you
she got out early. Like, she learned.
Yeah.
And she feels remorse, I believe,
yeah,
at this point.
Does.
I think when she was a teenager, when it happened, like,
she's like, oh my God, I'm a monster. Like no, whoops. When you think about it.
Yeah. Did you watch? So I was obsessed with Mommy, Dead, and Dearest when it came out 7 years ago.
I never watched that. I just started watching The Act because I'm so behind. I've seen all these clips about it. So I feel like I've seen it before, but I haven't. Yeah, I've got to watch the whole thing.
The Act was great. Patricia Arquette, I think, won an Emmy for it, right? Or like, I don't know if Joey King win. They're both so good.
Yeah.
But I think it's like Patricia Arquette's like scariest best work. Like she's so fucking good as that mom.
I know.
But the Mommy, Dead, and Dearest, like the fucking documentary also, mm-hmm. like they interview the doctors and stuff. Like
they interview the doctors.
It's juicy. You got to watch it. So I was like obsessed with the story. And then all of a sudden, like 8 years later, she like comes out. And it's funny because a lot of people are like, who? What? Huh? And I was like, guys.
I think it's so rude. I've seen so many comedians come out and go, why do we care about Gypsy Rose? I'm like, what? You sound crazy right now.
Yeah.
This girl is a national treasure. This is like a scientific experiment.
Well, I think
basically,
a lot of people are also like, she's a murderer. I mean, she was complicit in a murder, right? Like she also like.
You want to tell me how else was she supposed to?
I don't know. I don't think there was a way out.
I don't
like,
think so.
I really don't, unless she like ran away and like, you know, had her mom arrested. Like there's probably another way, but
obviously ways to go about it. But the mother was sick.
Mother was really fucked up.
Yeah.
It's so sad because you think like how. I think back and when you're a kid, especially, you're like, my parent is supposed to look after me, right? And like,
yes,
take
right.
care of me. And if I'm sick, they're going to like help me.
Mm-hmm.
And her mom was just like, you're sick. We got to shave your head. We got to give you medicine.
The teeth.
The feeding tube.
Yeah. Oh.
And I started watching the Lifetime doc. And someone was also saying like, how did this like come upon the mom?
Yeah.
And they were like, well, she was born with like a lazy eye or something. Like one of her eyes, you know, I know she like probably wears contacts or glasses or something. One of her eyes was like off. And so the mom was like, well, something's wrong with her. Like, like it could be a little
hypochondriac
thing that like sets it off.
Yes.
Took her out of school. Like this girl went through hell.
She really did. That was a good point about what you said about she was in jail basically growing up, and now jail probably was a walk in the park compared to what she was
seriously
had to deal with.
Like. She didn't have to go to like hospitals all the time and get prescribed.
Yeah.
Her mom would drug her; she'd be passed out for most of the day. Like that's so fucked up.
That is horrendous,
and it's sad because it's hard for us to think like, well, the mom was really sick too. Like she was; a mental case.
Yeah.
Like that was she, you know, and
never should have been a mother to any.
And
child.
No one knew how to like. Deal with this.
Mm-hmm.
So in a way, this story, there are people out there doing this. I even know people who are like, my kid is allergic to this, you know, like allergies now are out of control and all this shit. And like, there are parents out there who I think have this problem, mm-hmm. right? Where like, they're going to control their kids. And
I'm just proud of her. I love watching all the things.
It's so fun.
She is just, it's so fun. Yeah. Just watching her, just be her, just live her life as she should.
Because we don't see that many like stories that end this way where it's like she comes out of jail, she's got a husband, she's in love, she's happy, she's going on TV show appearances. I mean, give me Dancing with the Stars. I don't know if they'll do it
because
she's like, you know,
that would be,
was in jail. But like, I could see her going on a reality show.
Oh, my God. Me too. I love watching her and her husband do the interviews. And he loves to talk about how many love letters she got.
Yeah.
He was like, tell him how many guys reached out to you. She's like, 250. And he's like, from all different countries too. India.
She's like, yeah, a lot of
I'm
countries.
An international celebrity. And people were going back and forth on, is it too much for as an impressionist to do Gypsy Rose? But I think it's fair game.
But I also feel like it's not needed yet. Like, I almost feel like it's so fun for us to watch her do the like do this and like go on all these interviews that I don't know. How do you feel? I feel like there are certain people you're like, I really want to do an impression of this. This cracks me up so much.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying watching her like survive right now.
Me too. I think it might be a little bit too harsh to come out too soon because sometimes people think we're trying to be mean, but I'm just trying to find the lighthearted. I thought the funniest was talking about all the love letters she received. I'm just imagining her in jail as with her you know, kind of young brain, like reading these like probably explicit love letters. Yeah. And that was a funny thought to me. But
it's weird also because it's like she's in the documentary from 7 years ago. Like she was in.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
It was. It's so it's interesting to see her in that and now. And you're like,
it's totally different.
She has grown. Like she's a human now. But it's so funny. Everyone's so psycho obsessed. Like it's we get into these like moments online. And I think internet.
I know.
Like I think Instagram, TikTok creates this culture for
us. Oh, it totally does.
Like Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. Can we talk about that for a second? Right?
Nutso.
I never watched. I think I tried to watch it. Actually, I've watched a couple episodes because I did a Lisa Barlow in a show before. And I've seen it. My Instagram, it was
flooded
beyond with the fucking finale.
It almost hit more than Scandal.
It was insane. And everyone was like, this is the best television in the whole entire world. I've never seen anything like this. Blah, blah, blah.
I was like, I wouldn't give it that level. I think Scandal honestly was more scandalous than this was.
Scandal made me watch all three reunions of Vanderpump. This, I went back.
You a worm with a mustache.
James Kennedy was the best in those reunions to me. And then I watched the finale of the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City because I was like, I have to see what
why is everyone
is about
freaking the fuck out?
I know.
And it was funny.
It was definitely funny.
I didn't think it needed to be. I think the small clips make it look so much bigger than it actually is. But, you know, I don't want to spoil it for you guys if you haven't watched it yet.
It is a pretty
good timeline, though, of like she infiltrated. She was able to get in. She pretended to be this. But the thing is, Monica is not just the sole creator of Reality Von Teese. There's multiple people that have access to this account. So to me, I was like, oh, that's kind of a cop out.
Right. She's like one of like so many people probably who like have the login.
Right.
But I was going to say like Jay and I are both bigwigs on Instagram, you guys. If you can believe that, there's more than one person.
Two of us run the account.
But I was going to say what cracked me up about this was the editing. Props to the editors of Real Housewives of Salt Lake City because this was edited like a fucking circus. Like the music and the clips and the
receipts and the sepia filters.
And they like cut back to the show and they'd do certain lines and they'd like bring them in and they'd have like fade-ins on like just a popped head in the corner saying certain things. I was like, this is artistic, you know? Like,
no, they had a vision.
They made that show for me.
Oh, yeah.
Because like I don't watch it all that much, so I didn't know, you know, everybody's relationships or whatever, but like you could get it because of the way they edited it.
I absolutely agree. The way they even showed it, they kind of broke the fourth wall. When Lisa got up and started like storming around the table,
yes,
you could see the camera people in the back, and people like loved that.
They're and
like,
when Heather got the That's call, how
crazy it was. Yes,
and then the producer, she's like, "Get out of here, get out of here!" And they're like filming each other. Yeah. Like the camera people are like filming the producer. I was like, "Wow!" The way they like kept this all coordinated was very clever.
Bravo editors, I got to give a round of applause to them because they're really good. Even with Roni Legacy Trip that just happened, they throw back to the eggs a la Francaise. Like they throw back to the references. So if you're lost, you can totally get it. So bravo to Bravo.
Bravo to Bravo. Not, you know.
Bravo to Bravo.
That's editors. What they wanted. They wanted us to say that.
Sure. We were not paid to say that.
All right. We're going to take another quick break because Billy Joel has to sing a song. Sorry, it's Insider.
We're back. Shows. A little catch up with my daughter, Courtney, and me, Kris Jenner.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, doll. How are you?
I am so good. I'm excited. You know, people online have said I'm talking too fast. And I'm like, you guys, if I talked any slower, like I would never get a joke in. You know what I mean? It's like
if you talked any slower, I'd age like 20 years.
You would need like a Botox session in between our convos.
I mean, can I tell you something? When you were a child, I sent you to a speech therapist because I said she says like one word every 10 minutes.
I am like
so offended by that. Well, you shouldn't be dull. I just was really confused. You know, your father was a lawyer and he spoke very powerfully in court. And it was just weird. You know?
I just like to keep people guessing.
Absolutely. As you should. As I teach all of my kids, keep them guessing, you know.
Wait for next season to find out.
Great plug, doll.
Wait. You know what's crazy is what? I just released Lemmy.
Come again. Did she just, stroked out. Be it's careful. Lactating is really affecting your brain.
It's my new supplement to help vaginal health.
Oh my God. Lemmy. Can I just tell you, back in the 80s, we had nothing for vaginal health, okay? And I had six healthy children.
Let me hear your purr.
My vaginal purr.
Mom.
The only person I like to purr for is Corey.
Okay, and how do you purr for Corey?
I can't tell you that.
It's a secret.
You
want to
watch my private YouTube? Maybe you can get a little sneak peek.
Oh my God,
doll.
Do you have a Patreon of like all of your sex tapes?
I might, but if I did, I would not tell my daughter.
You tell me everything else. You should team up with Carmen Electra. She's like all up on the OnlyFans.
Corey's huge on Patreon, and I don't just mean his numbers.
Oh my God. You're crazy. You know, I saw Kylie purring last night to Timothy.
Oh, Kylie went to the Golden Globes. Can you believe that?
No.
I am so proud of her. She is doing so fabulous. She really is.
You know, I really want to go next year. So if Travis could do like some soundtrack for a movie or something, I'd like love to be in attendance.
That sounds nice. You know who's going to go next year, actually? We've already have it in the books. Well, Kimberly is really doing an amazing
job.
She's acting now, you know. She might get nominated for the American Horror Story show. It wasn't eligible for this year, but either that or she's doing a film too. So
a film? What film?
I can't say. It's a comedy.
Mom, like, give me two clues. Chris, you're being so rude.
I'm not being rude. It's just, you know, we signed a lot of contracts. You never know if something's going to fall through. But let's just say, Kylie's not going to be the only one at the Golden Globes.
Kylie didn't even watch Wonka.
Yes, we did. We took the kids. We took Stormy sat on my lap. Actually, we saw Poor Things because we had never seen Poor Things, you know, in life. And I thought this would be really good for our family to see.
What was that over there? You have only comments.
We've only seen Rich Things.
I know, Poor Things. I just like felt so sad for them. I just was like, ew.
It is kind of sad, you know. I hope everybody.
It's crazy.
I hope everybody can move beyond Poor Things.
You know, speaking of Poor Things, have you seen Kanye's girlfriend? No, somebody needs to put a muzzle on those two. Her tatas are like flying out and about and like worse than Kim. Like,
you know, I still speak to Kanye on Thursdays. We have a standing phone call.
What?
And I talk to all of my children's exes. And
yeah.
I feel like he's doing his best, you know, to manage her wardrobe and really take care of her in his own way.
Well, she's wearing these like itty bitty titty committee bikinis and it's Poor Thing for her.
It is. It is. You know, Poor Things is really representative of the world these days. It's really sad. It really is. We should be very blessed, you know, that we can do things like go to Mexico and, you know, Milan and fly Kim Air whenever we need.
Yeah, I've been feeling we need like a sister trip sometime soon. So
absolutely,
if you could arrange.
Sure. I was in St. Bart's last week. It was beautiful. Maybe we could all take a little trip down there.
Let's use Bezos's yacht.
I got one. I bought my own this year.
What? What? When?
Well, I was going to surprise you for, you know, President's Week. Pick you up. Honk, honk. Come on, my... On what
Hong
shore?
Kong, I got a boat. What shore?
Like Santa Monica?
Well, it's in, right now it's in Cabo, but we're gonna float her up over to California, pick us up for some holiday.
Yeah, follow that that wind trail.
You've seen the water.
Yeah, you've seen it. The roots and stuff.
Just head on up the river. Yeah, Corey. I got Corey a sailor hat.
He looks so good.
Oh, my God.
It's a Dolce & Gabbana sailor hat.
Of course it is. I feel like he's more like Puma. Like, that's his vibe.
Puma. Wow. Haven't heard of them or in like a long Fila. Time. Puma is like, it's like a poor thing's Balenciaga, right?
Baby Fat is honestly so Corey's vibe.
Baby Fat.
Remember Baby Fat, P-H-A-T?
No, but did you see Babyface sing at the Christmas party? It was fabulous. It really was such a special moment for the family. Where were you?
I was busy nursing, Mom.
Of course you were.
Doing what good moms do, caring for their children.
Well,
listen to my voice.
Wow.
Well, that's
try to
sweet.
Wait. Purr one more time.
Purr.
All right, guys. Purr. Have an amazing week. 2024 is our year.
This is our year, doll. Let me tell you, everybody out there, you and you and you, you get a car and you, no.
You get a baby.
You're doing amazing, sweetie. And it's only up from poor things.
It really is. Wait, I need to document this moment.
Absolutely.
Okay. Love you guys.
For real. Love you guys. My nose is so stuffed right now. I'm like,
for real?
I'm like Kris Jenner. I can't even do her.
We'll catch you next week. Have an amazing January. We've got a lot of things coming up. We might be performing this coming weekend. So follow us on Big Wigs and Anna Roisman and Andrea Lopez Comedy on the IGs, on the TikToks, on the YouTubes.
Fabulous.
Fabulous.